In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brethren in Christ, having one archdeacon and two deacons, named after one great saint, that is Saint George, they keep with one accord repeating every Sunday with a loud voice, "Let us attend. Let us be attentive. Let us hear. Let us listen to the Holy Gospel." By these exhortations, they affirm the importance of listening to the Scriptures. They keep pounding your ears with these declarations to awaken your minds and your hearts to the spiritual meaning of the Bible, so that every verse and even every word might be plain and clear. With their strong voices, no one could claim that Jesus' sayings are unknown or unheard. The role of the priests and deacons is to make you attentive to the words that the Lord has spoken to you, and to open your hearts and your minds to Jesus' sermons and teachings. And whatever we read every Sunday from the Scriptures should be stored in your minds and your souls. And if you belong to God, you pay special attention to His sermons, to His speeches, to the speeches of the apostles and the hymns of the liturgy. In Sunday readings, you hear about the miracles done by Him. You hear His teachings, or at very least, you see the good health of those who had been sick, and hear the testimony from those demons that had been cast out. Every one of you is asked to come early at the beginning of the Divine Liturgy to hear the Sunday Gospel and the Sunday Epistle. You are asked to press upon Christ's Gospel, to hear His teaching, the Word of Truth, the dispensation of His grace, and the voice of God. During this Advent, you will hear that Mary is going to give birth in Bethlehem to the ruler of this universe, who was born eternal from the Father God before all ages. The Christmas hymns will tell you that Mary had conceived without a man and will give birth to a son and called his name Jesus. You will see the Lord lying in a manger where an ox and an ass used to come to be nourished. You will hear the angelic powers who are from on high appearing to the shepherds, and many, many other miracles. Jesus said today in the Gospel, "Blessed are those who hear the Word of God and keep it." You are blessed if you strive to have what no one can take from you. That is the Word of God. The seeds of the heavenly Word cannot be taken away from you if you hear them and keep them in your heart. Do not let the secular society distract you from the knowledge of the heavenly message. In this secular society, many people choose to listen to what is mundane, to pay attention to stories of wars, crimes, felonies, drug dealers, and so forth. This society is full of murderers, transgressors of the law, and does not stand in the truth, because there is no truth in this so-called modern secular society. The Bible, the hymns of the church, the liturgy, however, tell us the truth. But many do not believe in this truth or have no interest to listen to it. The reason they do not hear it is that they are not from God. Their ears are unwilling to hear the truth. Even for you, the believers, there are two choices according to this Sunday's gospel. You have the discipleship to Christ, and then you have the holy service. Martha and Mary provide a most beautiful example of two modes of activity: the busy devotion and the pious attention. In looking after the Lord and his disciples, Martha did a very holy service, but she was not intent on the teaching, spiritual teaching of Jesus, but she stayed on his feet. She kissed his feet, anointed them with oil in her good faith. And Jesus said, Mary chose the good portion. By this saying, no one, or Jesus did not criticize Martha, who was working in the kitchen. The church needs both hearers and doers in the church. Virtue does not have one single form. By praising Mary, Jesus was saying that Martha was a step below Mary. Why? Because Mary's benefit cannot be taken away from her. Martha's role, who was working in the kitchen, could be taken away from her, since the service of the body can only last as long as the human life exists. But the zeal of Mary, who was sitting next to Jesus, cannot be taken away from her. Martha was doing what was necessary, but it is not going to last. To minister to the body is transitory, but to listen to the word of God is eternal. And to be next to Jesus is a blessing, because Jesus abounds with many good blessings and bestowed many gifts. This biblical reading is read today at the feast of the entry of the Theotokos into the temple, which will be represented before communion by the enter of our church school girls into the solea. The Theotokos, the Virgin Mary, acquired many blessings. First, the blessing of the womb, which contained the uncontainable, and the blessing of the milk, with which she fed Christ. And we heard, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts you sucked." The Theotokos was also blessed because she heard and kept the secret things which she knew about Christ. She waited for the time and the place when she would divulge them to the disciples. Her mouth was silent, but her watchful heart weighed these secret things, and the evangelist said that she was pondering these things in her heart. Brethren in Christ, many of you are doing a good service to the church. However, you have to remind yourselves always that this service would be incomplete unless you sit next to Christ. You bear Him in your heart. You listen to His teachings on daily basis. You study and understand the scriptures, which are useful for teaching, correction, training in righteousness. If you grasp the meaning of scriptures and participate faithfully in the liturgical life, you will be put His laws in your minds, and in your hearts God will write them. I'm sure that you are able to guard what has been entrusted to you at your baptism and chrismation, and to keep the good treasure entrusted to you with the help of the Holy Spirit living within you. Cling always to God and to the things of God. This must be your major effort. This must be the road that the heart follows steadfastly. Any diversion, however impressive, must be regarded as secondary, low grade, and certainly dangerous. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.